This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Their motto is no one has to cook, and they look to meet their goal by providing nutritious, healthy, and delicious meals at price points that everyone can afford. From 2020, Mojo's opened its doors to small entrepreneurs, sharing their central kitchen, shared services staff, dining, and sales infrastructure with them so they can focus on cooking food. I'm here with co-founders Gaurav Joshi and Shariya Sarandan on how they plan to scale this young food delivery service company. Good morning, gentlemen. No, both of you are not from F&B, but decided to start this in 2019. What was the gap you were trying to fill?
Well, we started with a completely different concept, Veda. First of all, thank you for having us. And the whole idea when we started back in 2019 was we wanted to eat healthier. And as corporate office goers, you know, the typical food you get in a food court is anything but healthy. And you don't even get a lot of choice. So when we started off, the idea was to build a central kitchen, cook the food in-house using quality chefs, but at scale. That way we could compete on price and then go to all the office food courts, which we frequented, and try and give high quality food at a decent price point to clients there. And that was the genesis of Mojo's Kitchen. That's how we started. And from May 2019 to about February 2020, we grew from zero locations, just an idea on paper, to about six locations. And then pandemic hit. So we went from 100 miles an hour to literally zero overnight. So that was the initial story here.
Right, this is the initial story. So what changed after that? What did you guys do after that?
So the big change was, of course, the pandemic. It completely turned, just like the entire world, our world's also upside down. And we had to completely relook at our business model. So we were effectively shut for 4 to 5 months. And that was a time of intense introspection, and a lot of brainstorming that we did at that point of time. And then we decided to pivot to a app-based food delivery model. So we have our own app through which consumers can order food, and the basic concept of a central kitchen still remained. A central kitchen providing quality and hygienic food, packed well, cooked by experienced chefs, as well as with a lot of variety.
Right. But you guys are not in F&B though, right? What's your background?
Well, starting with Shreyas, yes.
Yeah, so I've been a career sales and marketing FMCG person. I worked in different geographies around the world. And this was a great opportunity, and it was the right time, that I felt that try my hand at entrepreneurship. And and Gaurav.
Okay, let me go backwards with my career journey. It's been a lot more checkered than Shreyas's. So before starting Mojo's, I spent about 6 years with Petronas. I was a general manager when I quit Petronas, leading a team of 50-odd people. Before Petronas, I worked as a management consultant back in India, also serviced the Middle East and parts of Europe. And before that, I was a vice president with HSBC. Also back in India on the financial services side. So you can peg me to anything. A bit of FMCG, a bit of management consulting, strategy, and commercial leadership. Yeah.
Okay. So how did you guys get together, though, to come up with this? You know, because then, you know, completely in two different kind of worlds, right?
We belong to the same alma mater. And you know, we've been friends for quite a long time, you know, much before the whole idea of Mojo's Kitchen took birth. So... And I think it was a natural, moving from being friends and, rivals on the badminton court to, being partners at crime, in this journey, entrepreneurial journey. It was a natural transition, I guess.
If I can only add to what Shreyas is saying, you can only see the top halves of us. If you see the bottom halves, you'll know we all love food. Another common connection for us, yeah.
That means you lived in Malaysia for a long time, right? We all love our food.
Very true, yes. The food is paradise. Yeah.
So what is the business model now?
All right. So, Freda, again, this is very early days for us. So what we are trying to do is we are trying to pilot a revolutionary new idea when it comes to central kitchen. Before we talk about mojos, of course, everyone loves their baby and we will talk about it. But let's look at the current landscape. What's happened is, thanks to the pandemic and even before, there's been an explosion of food delivery. But what we've done is we've just taken the old concepts and added technology on top of it. So I wouldn't want to take names, but the current popular suppliers, they would go to a restaurant and say, okay, I'll put your restaurant on my app. You have to give me a 30% commission. They go to a host of riders and say, hey, by the way, I pay you 80 cents a ringgit a kilometer, while I charge the customer 1 ringgit a kilometer. And the restaurants are not optimized for online food delivery. Most of the restaurants you order from actually have the same number of staff, a massive footprint, and exist in locations which are prime. So since you're not paying for the great experience that they provide, it's almost unfair that you should pay for all the overheads that come with that. So why pay for a KLCC rental if you're ordering from a restaurant in KLCC? What we are trying to do is we are trying to change the game entirely. We'll have central kitchens which are made for cooking online, and we'll work with partners end to end, unlike the current service providers. So we help you, if you have an idea and you like to cook and you cook well, we'll help you procure, which tends to be a massive pain point. We'll help you get set. So you pay a small rental in our cloud kitchen, and we'll also help you with sales and marketing. That's what Mojos will do for anyone with passion for food and who wants to try out their idea. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah. And have you gotten a lot of people on board? How are you getting word around? How are you getting word out?
So far, we are going fully organic and we've seen very good traction. But we are limited by our space right now. Like I mentioned, we are pre-investment pilot stage. We are looking, we have about 3 partners on board right now. And we are talking to another couple of partners, which will kind of max out our capacity. And we have people signing up for our app every day without spending a single dime on advertising, which is excellent. So people are talking to each other. They like what we are doing. And they keep coming back to order more food from us.
Right. So it's all under the umbrella of Mojos Kitchen.
That's correct. So you can think of Mojos Kitchen as almost a Grab Food where people come and cook there. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And so right now, what's the kind of food choices that you have?
So we have a mix of Malaysian. So we have Malaysian food, which is available. We have Chinese food. We have a plethora of Western choices. And a recent addition has been North Indian food. So we have different cooking partners who cook and deliver this. So they are specialists in individual cuisines. And therefore, the consumer also will be able to really identify the food as being authentic, let's say North Indian or authentic, Malaysian food, Malay food. Yeah, that's how it is.
Right. So the idea is to benefit from the economies of scale.
Absolutely. There's actually multiple benefits. Unlike current service providers who have a single source of revenue. So if you want to go to a shared kitchen, the only source of revenue for the shared kitchen service provider is actually the rental they make from you. If you are one of the big food delivery companies like a Foodpanda or a GrabFood, their only source of revenue is a revenue share that they get from the restaurants. For us, on the other hand, we are partnering our cooking partners across the value chain. So we make a little bit of money helping them with procurement. We make a bit of money on the rental and we make some money on the revenue. And we have a very low cost structure. So given the fact that we are partners, there will be not just economies of scale, but they will actually, we won't charge them through their bleeding cost on any of these elements. So the benefit doesn't accrue only onto the cooking partners, but the whole value chain. So you'll get your food for lower, our partners make more money, and our riders would be able to get more per single delivery than they do with existing service providers.
Right. How do you ensure quality control of the food?
That's an excellent question. And that's where being a central kitchen helps. We are responsible for disinfection, we are responsible for processes, and we are responsible for raw material. So ordering from Mojos, in fact, is a lot safer than picking up your favorite restaurant on any food app that you have right now, because we manage operations end-to-end, as opposed to somebody else who's just being a conduit between you and a restaurant XYZ, whose quality is special.
Right. I'm here with Gaurav Joshi and Shaira Sarandan from Mojo's Kitchen. We'll continue our chat after this. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Bunkus for Makan. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Gaurav Joshi and Sharia Sarathan from Mojo's Kitchen. And their motto is no one has to cook. That's one of my favorite mottos. I don't like to cook. Okay, so one of the things is that you've got different partners, right? Now, do you also feature your cooks or should the food speak for itself and that people only remember Mojo's Kitchen? You know, sometimes people want to, I guess, feature the different chefs there.
So the way we are looking at it is that, so we are trying to build each of these individual cooking partners. So typically the cooking partners who join us, they do not have much of an idea of, you know, how to do branding, how to do marketing of their, you know, of their products. So we help them handhold them through this entire process. So even from things as basic as a logo design to Facebook advertising, for example. So everything, we are there to support them. So it's up to the chef if they want to, you know, if the brand is the name of the chef, then we help him build the brand. If the, you know, for example, for our North Indian kitchen, the brand is called Bay Leaf and Beyond. So the chef was very clear that he didn't want his name to be featured, but, you know, the brand of the food itself. So we help build that brand. So it's very, very individual. Depends on the cooking partner and what they would prefer.
Okay, so Bay Leaf and Beyond is just a food delivery. They don't have a physical restaurant. Have you got other people on board or they're not ready to market themselves or what's the story there?
We have a lot of interesting conversations underway. We are speaking to... So again, the problem is, like I mentioned earlier, we are constrained by space. So we are being a bit selective about who we get on board, but we have very interesting conversations underway with partners who want to cook Middle Eastern food, which tends to be very popular in Malaysia. So that's one partner we are looking to onboard very quickly. We have conversations with a Thai partner, which are also going well. And then we are looking to onboard a Kuwait partner. And this is, again, it's a very cottage industry. People are disorganized. They don't know how to market. And that's one place where we feel we can make an impact. Again, very low investment and give them the potential outreach that they'd never be able to get on their own, in the spirit of helping the community. So that's these are the ongoing conversations.
Right. So you're saying that there are space constraints. So right now, how many would there be ideally with your current space? And obviously, after that, you're looking at a bigger space, right? So how ideally, how many partners would you like at the moment?
So we'd be able to get 6+ dessert in the current premises that we have, but as we scale. So again, the idea is to get to a few thousand loyal users in Malaysia and pilot the idea, make sure that we are able to make these guys money and we are able to make money for the investors. Then we are looking for a round of fundraising where we've had some discussions and opened a larger kitchen with a footprint of about 10,000 square feet and capability to service about 40 kitchens, 40 small kitchens, 40 cuisines, and service about 20,000 customers a day.
Right. So are you looking at investors then?
We've spoken to a few investors. In fact, we held back because both Shreyas and I believe in proving the idea first. So we are bootstrapping at this point. And once we know our KPIs, we understand better the cost of customer acquisition and what works and what doesn't for our clients, we would be in a better place. Otherwise, we're putting somebody else's money at stake. And more importantly, we are putting the livelihoods of our cooking partners at stake, which is something both of us are not comfortable doing. So it's a conscious choice to wait a few months before we start fundraising.
Right. And the idea is always to remain a cloud kitchen. I mean, also, I guess, like, say, with your current partner at the moment, if they were to open a physical restaurant, that's their concern, but then they continue to have their cloud kitchen. But you are not looking at a physical space at the moment.
No, we are not. But if a cooking partner is really good, we believe in their idea, we are completely open to co-investing with them in a restaurant and helping them with the minutiae, with the finesse part of their restaurant. But we never move into a physical restaurant. And this market is not much yet.
Right, right. So and when will we hear news of other partners coming in? Are you also very conscious of who you bring in as your partner?
We are. So probably we'll have another cooking partner joining us in a couple of months' time. And a second partner, or let's say the fifth partner, fifth and sixth partners by, let's say, maybe August and, quarter four, which is October.
Right. And are these people who have had to close their own outlets because of the pandemic?
Yes. So there are two kinds of partners that profile that we look at. So one are these young graduates from culinary colleges and, these youngsters who really have a passion for cooking, who want to make it big in the world of F&B, but have absolutely no experience of running a business. So that's one. That's one kind of cooking partner. The other profile of cooking partners are those who have run restaurants and have had to, run restaurants or have managed restaurants as employees, but have had their livelihoods affected by the pandemic and who want to, begin afresh. But they don't have the deep pockets to go in for a full-fledged, investment in a kitchen and a restaurant space. And that's the second kind of partners that we're looking at. Yeah.
Right. I just want to get a better understanding of the delivery bit. You do work with the usual delivery companies, but you're able to minimize the cost because the cost, I guess, is spread over. Is that how it works? I also want to find out as well, what have been some of the challenges setting this up?
Oh, where do we start? No, I think, just like with everyone else, the last year and a half has been super uncertain. So, what really happens is we are chasing three pillars of growth. One of the things we can do as a central cloud kitchen, which others can't, is we can work effectively with other corporations. And that's been a major revenue pillar for us. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of cancellations, confirmed food deliveries that were cancelled later or confirmed events that were cancelled later. Logistics also is impacted because we are trying to build a loyal vendor base as we grow. But oftentimes the vendors are from another district, for instance, and they're not able to come deliver to us. So operationally, we've had a few challenges. And we've also invested a lot of money. I wouldn't say we've lost a lot of money, but again, this is very early stage in our business. And we are experimenting. We are also trying to understand the typical Malaysian mindset, how it works, what the consumers like. It's been a fun journey, but it comes with its ups and downs like any other business, I guess. Even more so at the current times, yeah.
Right. Is it better every time an MCO is announced, though?
I think for the sake of everyone's sanity, we pray for good health and Malaysia getting better before we even think about business. But it is it's definitely a testament to what we are trying to do. But even going forward, I think what the MCO has accelerated in many ways is the ongoing trend towards online ordering. I remember about 10 years back, I used to go out and do everything, grocery shopping. It used to be a weekly chore. No one enjoyed it, but you had to go to a supermarket once a week. Now no one does. Online shopping, again, if you want to buy anything good, you go to Lazada or Shopee. Same with food delivery. So it's a trend that was bound to happen. It's just that the trend has been accelerated by the COVID crisis or the pandemic.
Right. And how many staff do you have at the moment? And is it a challenge finding the right talent?
No, actually, right now is a good time to be hiring. So if you're willing to pay, it's heartbreaking how many talented people have lost their livelihoods. We have about three people because we want to keep our overheads minimal. But as we are scaling up, that's the last thing that keeps us awake at night. We are excited about providing employment. And there's a lot of passionate people who've had relevant experience who are looking for jobs
right now. Right. And I guess the immediate plans right now is to get your partners on board. And in the meantime, people can start ordering from you guys.
Oh, absolutely. And a shout out to everyone who's listening to download the Mojo's app. We are on both Android and iOS. And start ordering from us. We provide excellent food.
All right. Anything to add?
No, I'm just saying that the Mojo's Kitchen app, yeah, is available everywhere. So for download. And great offers and referral codes and discounts, everything is available there. So your listeners, we would invite them to try it out, try our food out and give us feedback.
All right. All the best to both of you, Gaurav Joshi and Shariya Sarandan from Mojo's Kitchen. And this has been The Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.